Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedjelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5:15 godine u Pittsburghu, a 5:10 godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem din polovka, a dneska je nedjelja, 5. septembra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 5th, 2021. Also, tomorrow, the 6th of September, we commemorate the 107th anniversary of the execution of Saint Maxim Sendovich, Rusin martyr from Lemkovina, executed during World War I. And we will tell you about the life of Saint Maxim right after these selections from the Kondratyovsky.
Шах єс мі не дава пресівуяр, пресівуяр, ціве мі то, дай же мі гамничко, яке є то, пресівуяр, ціве мі то, дай же мі гамничко, яке є то. Ружичку полівава, а мій Богу закрава подава. Ту маш мій ту рожичку, вже моє знав, вже маш пранірочку. Ту маш мій ту рожичку, вже моє знав, вже маш пранірочку.
Як я буду на войну руто.
Я зона.
As mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, today we will talk about the life of Saint Maxim Timofeyevich Sandovich, Russian martyr from Lomkovina, who was executed for his faith during World War I. Saint Maxim was born January 31st, 1886, in Gdynia, then part of Austrian Galicia. Today, Gdynia is in southeast Poland, in the central part of Lomkovina, a few miles from the Polish-Slovak border. After completing secondary school in Jasło and Nowy Sącz, while living in the Ruska Bursa student residence, St. Maxim entered the novitiate of the Basilian Order at the Greek Catholic Monastery at Krakow in eastern Galicia. After a few months, he left the monastery and in 1904 transferred to the Orthodox Monastery at Pokaciu in western Volhynia, then part of the Russian Empire. After completing theological studies at the Russian Orthodox Seminary in Zhytomyr, he married Pelagia Grigoruk, daughter of Orthodox priest from Nowe Berezowe, and then was ordained an Orthodox priest in 1911. He returned to Lomkovina, where he served as parish priest in the villages of Grab, Wyszowadka, and Lugie, while being watched by the Austrian authorities. At this time, many villages that were Greek Catholic were returning to Orthodoxy, and the Austrians were fearful of the spread of Russian influence as a result of this return to Orthodoxy. As such, the authorities made pastoral activities of Orthodox priests ordained in Russia, who did not have consent of the Metropolitan of Bukovina, to serve in Galicia illegal. Therefore, Saint Maxim was arrested, imprisoned, and fined numerous times. This did not stop Saint Maxim from continuing to serve. Even when the chapel in Grab was closed, he coordinated with local villagers to hold services in private homes. In March 1912, Saint Maxim was arrested and put on trial 2 years later in Lviv. Saint Maxim, along with other clergy, were accused of being spies for Tsarist Russia. They were accused of measuring the length of a bridge in Cheremosh, which is in Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast in Ukraine, and charged with espionage. The court found that the accused did not engage in politics and did not seek to tear Galicia away from Austria-Hungary. This judgment did not sit well with government circles. After the trial, St. Maxim returned to his native village of Gdynia and continued his pastoral activities. He intended to go to Russia, but was not able to obtain a passport in order to do so. We will return to the life of St. Maxim Sandovich right after this selection. We'll be right back.
când ți-a rupt la piala, fraierecica moia. Nepoviu, nepoviu, bovan za cazano, odată la vorții bălo prișano, odată la vorții bălo prișano.
After the start of World War I in August of 1914, after the Russians invaded Austrian Galicia, St. Maxim, his wife Pelagia, brother Mikolai, and father Timofey were imprisoned in Gorlice. Many Russophiles were summarily executed independently by officers without court judgments. As such, St. Maxim was executed on September 6th, 1914 in Gorlice. The decision to execute him was made by a cavalry officer named Dietrich, who arrived in Gorlice from Linz on September 5th. Father Maxim was shot in the courtyard of the Gorlice prison around 6 a.m. Witnesses to his execution were other residents of Gorlice and surrounding towns imprisoned on charges of Russophile sympathies, including members of St. Maxim's family. According to their account, St. Maxim's last words were, "Long live the Ruthenian people and Holy Orthodoxy." St. Maxim's funeral took place without the participation of his family in the cemetery in Gorlice. Afterwards, St. Maxim's wife was released, then rearrested. They first imprisoned her in the village of Zhepnica, then again in Gorlice. From Gorlice, they took her to Talerhof concentration camp. There, amid horrible sufferings and hunger, she gave birth to a son, which was named Maxim when he was baptized. Mother and son survived the horrific conditions of Talerhof and eventually returned to Gdynia. In death, St. Maxim became a symbol of Lemko suffering and of the Lemko orientation towards Orthodoxy. In 1922, at the request of St. Maxim's father and wife, his remains were exhumed and moved to the cemetery in Gdynia, co-financed by Lemko immigrants residing in the United States. In 1934, 20 years after his execution, the residents of the Lemko village of Czarne erected a memorial cross in his honor. In 1994, he was proclaimed Saint Maxim by the Polish Autocephalous Orthodox Church, at which time his remains were transferred to the new Orthodox Church of the Holy Trinity in Gorlice, the town where he was executed. Father Maxim's son also became an Orthodox priest and carried on the Orthodox mission amongst the Lemkos. His grandson Michał continued to propagate both his father's and grandfather's memory. May Saint Maxim Sandovich's memory be eternal. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Hey, me too. mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU. Eternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The next installment of the Carpatha Russin Society's virtual series, Let's Talk Russin Genealogy, will take place this Wednesday, September 8th, via Zoom, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Travel to Ukraine is this theme for this Wednesday, and is hosted by Sharon Jarrow, Karen Varian, and Zlata Nore, who will introduce you to an overview of the preparation needed prior to making an ancestral home visit to Ukraine, through what it's like once being in country and meeting family. Zlata will take you on a journey to eye-catching sights you won't want to miss. This is a Zoom conference, and registration is required and ends on this Tuesday, the 7th of September. In order to register, go to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over events, and click Our Events. So that is the CRS Virtual Series, Let's Talk Russin Genealogy. This Wednesday, September 8th, the theme, Travel to Ukraine, hosted by Sharon Jarrow, Karen Varian, and Zlata Nore. To register, go to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over events, and click Our Events. c-rs.org, events, Our Events.
Hey, Chorna Volna, Nabilen Baranku. Hey, Chorna Volna, Nabilen Baranku. Deze ides, deze ides, kuderia vajanku. Deze ides, deze ides, kuderia vajanku. Hey, idu, idu, tandolo za cestu.
Thank you.
Back in July, the Carpatho Russen Research Center, in cooperation with the John and Helen Timo Foundation, sponsored the 2021 Summer Seminar Series. Those videos are now available for you to view on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search John and Helen Timo Foundation. They were just posted last week, so go to youtube.com and search John and Helen Timo Foundation. The Carpatho Russen Society also has videos on YouTube for you to watch, so go to YouTube and search Carpatho Russen Society. So that's youtube.com and search either John and Helen Timo Foundation to see the 2021 Summer Seminar Series or the videos produced by the Carpatho Russen Society by searching Carpatho Russen Society. That's youtube.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusinju America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russen Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. You can listen to Russen FM any time of the day or night. You're already on the website, russen.fm, or you have it downloaded to your smartphone. You can listen anytime, russen.fm. You can also catch any of our archives, day or night, via our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russen Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasni tjedan. S Bohom.
Ботакієм, ботакієм, бігавим кертами, Што глядавим лем я знав у томи ж і шорами.
Што глядав, што глядав у томи ж і шорами.
Сонечко не піднімало, місяць колисавня, цілу ноч не цюльовала фраєрочка давня.
Цілу ноч цюльовала фраєрочка давня. Мамо моя золота, хоче буня брати, нікому до селі не треба то знати.
По вулиці яся пройду, як прийду з сватами, не будуся обзирати фраєрки за вами.
Не буду обзирати фраєрки за вами.
Бо такієм єдну любость маву, як ся вженю, то на дримбі собі задримбаву.
Na 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 na
Holos Rusinil Amerika.